It's time for high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Tonight's live hoops coverage is brought to you by
Northwest Community Schools, County National Bank, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, Jackson Public Schools, Alro Steel, Abel Heating and Cooling, Seymour Ford Lincoln, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Catholic Schools, Stephanie Basonic Mortimer, Remax Mid Michigan, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, OmniSource, the Kraft Agency, and Jamie Grace Meridian Wealth Management.
High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here tonight, live Grass Lake High School, where the Warriors are hosting the Hanover Horton Comets, and we are here in the pregame. Additional sponsors on the game tonight, Hanover Horton Schools and Lomar Machine and Tool, as we get ready to see if Hanover Horton can stay with just that one loss, just that one blemish on their record. And really, this is the team that I guess maybe most in a position to challenge them right now. Second place team in the Cascades Conference, well tied for that distinction. But this is a Grass Lake team that for most of the season has been playing very well. Actually, though, right now, coming off of two straight losses, which a very good Petersburg Summerfield team. It's now 13-1 after the 40-24 game. And then they lost a close one at Michigan Center, 39-37, a Michigan Center team who we know is good. So it's a tough loss, but you come in here, you got to try to regroup, and you want to defend your home court.
Yeah, you know, if you go back and look at Grass Lake scores, you're going to see a lot of low-scoring things. And when I look at the two coaches, and this is not a knock, don't get me wrong, I look at it, it's the gold standard versus the old standard. and when I say old standard, I'm not commenting so much on Coach Comstock's age as more of just his philosophy. He's kind of old school. He'll slow things down. He wants long possessions, make the defense work. And because of that, you get a lot of low-scoring tilts.
Yeah, just a 24-point total here versus Petersburg Summerfield. And 24 is a low number, and I got to be honest, you're going to want to try to keep Hanover Horton low scoring if you're Grass Lake, and that's, you got a better chance to win that way. The problem is that's easier said than done. This is a Hanover Horton team that scores a lot of points. They're coming off a win on Wednesday night against East Jackson, 85-38. That's domination. 85 points is tough to put up in a high school game. You just don't have that much time. And you talked to Coach Mortimer before the game, and there's a reason why maybe they were able to score that many points.
Yeah, Coach Mortimer was commenting the game before that against Ipsy Arbor Prep, who's known for a lot of tough man pressure. They only had 8 turnovers, and then they followed that up against East Jackson with 2 turnovers for the whole game. And he said, as many years as he's been coaching, and there's been some good teams, 2 is the fewest he's ever seen. And so you turn the ball over twice. I think you're going to win some games that way.
And yeah, no doubt. And the 8 turnovers against Ipsy Arbor Prep is probably even more impressive, because you're correct. We saw that game. That team did play really great defense, half court, full court, whatever. They were a good defensive team for a half. They were able to run with Hanover Horton, and the Comets just like protecting the basketball, making the most of every possession. In the third quarter, they scored 32 points to pull away, and they beat that team by 30. And that was a team that we were expecting to maybe make it tough on them, and Hanover Horton won that one easily, running away. It's been an impressive run for these Comets, and Grass Lake will have to have a very good game tonight to put a stop to that. But they've got some players, and we noticed they've got some athleticism out on the floor here, even just in the warm-ups. This is my first time seeing them this season. But Trey Ruggles, Josh Hordesny, we know both Vargasers have good length and athleticism. So, you know, they maybe match up okay.
Yeah, you know, in warm-ups I see 4 guys out there dunking the ball pretty easily, and we won't tell the officials that. Of course, you can't do that, but kind of getting those dunks in before the officials are showing up. But, yeah, very athletic and capable, have some length about it, the Hanover shooters, so should be a fun one tonight.
We're hoping for a fun one. That's my greatest hope most of the time. The Hanover Horton JV Trailed a little bit at halftime, but they came back to win 59-46 over the Grass Lake Junior Varsity here tonight at Grass Lake High School. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll come back and look at the starting lineups and get things set up for our game tonight. It's the Grass Lake Warriors hosting the Hanover Horton Comets on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame. The Hanover Horton Comets out on the floor warming up. The Warriors have retreated to the locker room for some last-moment speculation. I don't know, we strategizing in the locker room here, just a few minutes away from the tip-off. Let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups, Brian.
Well, let's start with the home team, the Grass Lake Warriors. We have four seniors and a junior, the lone junior being Brennan Bargesser. He's joined with his brother, Xavier Bargesser, Scott Schultz, senior, Lewis Good, and rounded out by Trey Ruggles.
Yeah, pretty good length on the Grass Lake side, and they must defend if they've had some of these low-scoring games. They must defend pretty well. Also, Travis Fernenberg, and again, I haven't seen him play, but we remember him from a year ago being impressive on the junior varsity, so I expect he'll be getting some minutes tonight too.
It's going to take the team effort tonight. So
they're going to need them all.
Well, let's give you a Hanover starting lineup. It's all seniors today for Hanover. A little bit different one, though, tonight. We have Mitchell Sauber, Trent Finnegan, Jack Brocky, Bryce Sanders, and Luke Laketta. Luke kind of missing his brother, Rhett, who's usually in the starting lineup. Little flu bug from Rhett the last couple days, I guess.
And apparently he's available. He's been out warming up, and I saw him knock down that pretty left-handed stroke from three. So he'll get some minutes, but you don't want to rush him out there and, wear him out. You've been running with Trent Finnegan the last few days, so let him go get the start. And as we say all the time, you don't drop off much, if at all, when they go to those first three, maybe even four guys on the bench.
Yeah, you're going to be hearing us talk about Connor Mortimer, Carson Sanders, Evan Keeter, normally Trent Finnegan coming off the bench and got some talent there.
Well, Evan Keeter, the junior, 6'4 junior that's playing with Hanover Horton now, this is old school, right?
Yeah, a little homecoming for Evan.
Yeah, and he was playing a lot more minutes back then as a sophomore over here at Grass Lake. So,
yeah, if I'm not mistaken, Evan started on the varsity his freshman year.
So,
going as a freshman starter at Grass Lake, and here you are, Hanover, a couple of years later as a junior, and probably wanted to have the last word with his old buddies.
So just moments away from getting the tip-off here. I want to remind everybody, this Saturday, Greg O'Connor, the legendary Greg O'Connor, heading out to Jackson College, and we know he's going to have a fun time out there. Jackson College women and men taking on LCC, little college hoops action here on the radio. Of course, that game will be on ESPN 101.9 FM on Saturday, so you'll have to tune it down the dial just a little bit. But great coverage out there. Lansing Community College is the opponent on Saturday, and GOC seems to believe there's a little bit of rivalry blood between Jackson and Lansing, so that should be pretty fun.
Yeah, I would think so. Not to, 30 minutes separating the two, and yeah, in the community college world, that's pretty close, so I think that'll be a fun one.
Yeah, so tune that one in on Saturday or head out. Victor SQ is Fieldhouse and watch the game in person. Always a fun time for college basketball on the radio. We're working our way toward the tip-off here. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break here on the pregame, and we'll come back with the opening tip. Grass Lake hosting Hanover Horton tonight at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here in the pregame. We're going to get the starting lineups announced down on the floor, and then we'll be able to get underway. Hanover Horton visiting tonight, taking on the Grass Lake Warriors. Hanover Horton, as I mentioned, 13-1 overall, 9-0 here in the Cascades Conference, all alone in first place. Grass Lake 8-4 overall, 7-2 in the Cascades Conference, tied at the top with Napoleon, and Michigan Center's right there at 7-3. So there's a really interesting kind of battle that's going to take place in the next couple weeks for that second position. I think Hanover Horton probably, they do have a matchup coming up with Napoleon one more time, still on their schedule, but it looks like they may coast through an unbeaten season here in the Cascades Conference, but that next spot, if it matters to anyone, is going to be wide open with Michigan Center, Grass Lake, and Napoleon all still playing each other, all still vying for that second position.
Yeah, we like to think that, you know, every time we come to a game and it's Michigan Center, Hanover, Grass Lake, Hanover, Napoleon, Hanover, that maybe those guys have a chance of knocking them off. But, boy, we've seen them enough to know that is a tall order. And, I get, you know, and this is Grass Lake's shot tonight. We'll see what happens. About 45 seconds.
Yeah, we'll get our chance. We still have on our schedule a game, Michigan Center at Hanover Horton. And we saw what happened at Michigan Center. Of course, they were not at full strength. The Cardinals weren't at full strength. They're playing a little bit better now. So we'll see if they've got enough to make a game out of it with Hanover Horton coming up in a couple weeks. But for now, it's Grass Lake's attempt.
Yep, for now, Grass Lake has some Napoleon fans and Michigan Center fans here tonight. Just rooting them on, hoping to maybe hang Hanover with that loss and let them climb up in the title contention.
Yeah, out of this season, Grass Lake is one of the teams that has played Hanover Horton closer in that first matchup. Just a 10-point difference between the two games between the two teams, when it was all said and done. Hanover Horton victorious, but Grass Lake played them to just a 10-point deficit, and not many teams have been able to be that close.
Yeah, these last couple of years, I think Grass Lake's come about as close as anybody. And again, it's that slow down style, mm-hmm. and they're playing Hanover to, you know, they're trying to make the score be in the low 40s or even high 30s. And but boy, if you can do that, I'm going to tip my hat to them, because stopping Hanover.
Xavier Bargesser and Brocky in the circle, and neither one able to get the tap at the peak. So we'll get a retoss here. And I'll have to, we got two Bargessers on the floor, so I'll have to try and make sure I say their first names too. Hanover Horton ends up with the tip, and Mitch Sauber going right wing to Luke Laketta. Down low to Jack Brocky. Tries to make a move on the baseline, loses footing, but cutting down the lane and wide open is Luke Laketta. Nice feed and finish. 2-0 Comets.
Yep, not going to hold him to 42 if to make it that easy.
High percentage look there for Luke Laketta. Coming up the floor now, Grass Lake, and we go right side for, that is Brennan Bargesser, knocked out of bounds.
Yes, Grass Lake will pass him from the side. Just don't call either one of them Lexus, their sister.
Good basketball family out here in the Grass Lake area. Lewis Good going right to Brennan Bargesser. And picked up his dribble and had got it away just at the five-second call, but the pressure forces a difficult pass and a turnover.
There's that patented Hanover man D, just denying all passing lanes at all times.
Mitch Sauber, the basketball, skips it over to Jack Brock, who takes a deep triple and knocks it down. That was, even at an NBA game, they would have said that was a deep three.
Well, that's one way to beat Grass Lake's, you know, 3-2 zone that they like to play.
This time, Xavier Bargesser down in the post. Spins and puts up a shot up against Bryce Sanders, who did the traditional I went straight up pose, but the foul was called and Bargesser will go to the line, missed the shot, two free throws coming and he could put Grass Lake on the board, trailing 5-0 right now. 6:54 to go first quarter.
I like what Bargesser did there and actually taking it into Sanders and not trying to fade away.
He hits that first free throw.
I think I just saw Xavier just maybe signed this last week with going to be playing at Alma College next year.
Nice. And hits them both. Hanover back on the offense. 5-2, they lead with the basketball. Sauber, left side for Brocky, back where he hit that three last time. Trying to feed Sauber at the high post. It gets knocked loose. Somehow Sauber came over that loose ball in the middle of two Warriors, and they commit the foul.
Yeah, I thought Hanover.
Oh, no foul call. What did it? Kick?
Kick ball, yeah.
Sauber will float it into Brocky. High post for Liquiqueta. He'll turn and shoot. Halfway down and rattles out. Rebounded by Grass Lake. Good. Bring it up the floor. Get it to the left side for Trey Ruggles. Looking to drive on the crossover. Laketta steals it away, gets to his feet without losing the dribble. And maybe a little frustration there for Trey Ruggles. Grabs him on the arm and commits the foul for Grass Lake.
Steve, what would you say that is? Our, how many times do we see that? You turn it over on one side and go commit the foul. Frustration.
Yep. To the point where you almost want to be, as a coach, shout at the player, don't commit a foul. Yeah. There's a drive by Sauber into traffic and couldn't get it up in the trees, but had the presence of mind to kind of let it go out of bounds, and that'll stay Hanover Horton ball. Inbound into the corner for Finnegan. He'll fire for three. Missed. Short. Rebounded by Grass Lake. Now a little run out here. Good. Streaking up the floor against Laketta. Gets into the air. Lost his footing on the way up a little bit. And puts up kind of a circus shot. And it's rebounded by the Comets. 5-2. Hanover Horton leads here. 5:54 to go first quarter. And there's a decent defensive play by Good against Laketta on the drive. But they'll whistle for a foul. And he did initially look like he might have the steal, but got into the arms there as the ball came out awkwardly.
Right now, the gym's kind of got a kind of a weird feel for this being, you know, an important game, first place, second place. And there's a decent crowd, but just everybody kind of in their seats right now.
Almost like they want to wait and see how it's going to go as Luke Laketta pump fakes. The defender slashes by, and he hits the wide open triple. Makes it 8-2 Hanover Horton. Student section's a little quiet over here, too, for Grass Lake. Somebody needs to go down there and get these Warriors energized.
Big student section, usually a great one.
The Tribe over here. Xavier Vargas there at the top of the key. Puts it on the deck a little bit. Left wing for Ruggles. Ruggles coming around the top. Into the corner for Brennan Bargesser. Surveys the floor. Crossover dribble behind the back, and it kind of reset at the top. Gets it to Xavier. Bargesser looks left for Good. To the top for Grass Lake. Now high post for Bargesser. He's doubled, spins and shoots it anyway. It hits between a couple different defenders. Nice shot, Xavier Bargesser. Now Hanover up the floor. Brocky deep left wing. Swings it to Sauber right wing. Top for Luke Laketta. Bargesser checks him there. And a nice cut by Sanders. What a feed by Laketta and Sanders. A nice strong finish. 10-4 Grass Lake trailing. Yep. With the basketball now.
I always say it's easy to be a good passer if you have good hard cutters, because that allows you to make that nice pass.
Brennan Bargesser on the drive, floats in the air, little too short on the shot. Rebounded by Hanover Horton. Sauber coming up the floor, right wing for Brocky. He's left alone long enough to shoot a three and hit nothing but net. He likes that deep three. That'll get a timeout from the Grass Lake bench. 4:19 to go first quarter. It's 13-4 Hanover Horton. Let's take 30 seconds here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Xavier Bargesser to inbound from the baseline here. Grass Lake comes out of the timeout, trailing by 9. Midway through the first quarter. Good dribbling up to the right wing. Sauber chasing him all the way out there. Bargesser now near the center circle. Dribbles to his left. Looking to get it to Ruggles. Ruggles has to work for it. Brocky, good defense to block those passing lanes. Scott Schultz with the basketball. Working across the outside. Really, the pressure from Hanover Horton makes it feel like Grass Lake can't get anything inside of the three-point line right now.
Yeah, they're hanging out way outside.
And there's a steal by Hanover Horton. By the pressure, Brocky running the floor. Mitch Sauber into the lane. Floats one. Missed. Bargesser rebounds. That's Brennan with the carom. Gets it back to Good. Sauber, that kind of his patented shot, getting to the lane and elevate, and just a little strong on the shot.
Yeah, he was angry at himself on that one. He doesn't usually miss those.
Bargesser deep wing. Gets some space, and Brennan driving, blocked by Finnegan. Kind of a floating jumper from the free throw line, has a shot block, and commits the frustration foul. And we'll get our first glimpse of Rhett Laketta in the game tonight, again coming off of an illness this week. I'm sure he's glad to be back out, feeling good enough to get on the floor. Also into the game, Connor Mortimer for Hanover Horton.
And as you mentioned, they won't lose much when they go to the bench.
Finnegan with a nice block there, actually. Brocky finding an open space and missed that one. Ruggles rebounds. Lewis Good, excuse me. Looking for a screen from Bargesser. Can't quite get it set. Mitch was covering too tightly. There's a drive and a steal by Mitch Sauber. One-on-one here on the break. For a moment, looks like he'd pull it out. Now he drives and shoots the floater. Missed again. Rebound tapped by Rutlaketa. Brocky alone for three from the top. And just a little short rebounded by Bargesser.
Mitchell angry at himself for a second straight miss from point blank range.
Ruggles with the basketball gets it out to Clayton Canning in the game now. Brennan Bargesser goes to Xavier Bargesser. Hands to Good, coming across the top. A little bit of a weave, not quite the weave, but Ruggles setting up on the wing. Looking for some space, dribbling in against Laketta into the air. Looks like Laketta got him on the arm or blocked it. No whistle, so we'll go with a block up the floor and Hanover Horton with the ball. Luke Laketta for three off the heel. Rebounded by Ruggles. Hands to Good. And pressure there by Laketta. Good, nice spin dribble. Pull up from the elbow for Bargesser and missed it. And the Hanover Horton pressure continues. The offense putting on the pressure now. Laketta on the drive. Blocked by Bargesser. Into the hands of Good, who's coming up the right side. And Brennan Bargesser will drive. Gets into the air. Double clutch. Missed it. Rebounded by Rhett Laketta. Running the break up the middle. Left side for Mortimer. He'll stop and shoot for two. And hits.
We have a block party here on a Friday night in Grass Lake.
1:25 to go first quarter. It's 15-4. The lead's 11 now for the Comets. A little back and forth pace there, but ultimately the Comets the only one to get points out of the deal. Xavier Bargesser with the ball. He's got all four for Grass Lake so far. He's going to go one-on-one with Rhett Laketta. Dribbles in. Tries to spin out. Nothing there. Fastens out. And Mitch Sauber there to steal. On the break, Sauber one-on-one. Drops it off for Brocky, who finishes.
Nice
under
pass.
Under a minute now. Kind of delayed waiting for the trailer to catch up and dropped it right into his breadbasket. Easy finish for Brocky. Under a minute. Right side for Brennan Bargesser. It's a screen. Now he'll drive into a double team into the lane. Took an extra step, and Tim Hoffman, the official down there, ready to make the traveling call.
You know, we mentioned Grass Lake student section just being silent. I suppose, they come to the game with a little bit of cautious optimism, and 17-4, almost at the end of the first quarter, I think, is dampening that optimism.
They are on their feet now, at least.
They are.
But still pretty quiet over there.
With kind of looks on their faces like, I'm not sure about this.
Is there a dance tonight or something they showed up for? We're just waiting for the dance. Pass down into the paint for Mortimer. He gets it out of there. Too much traffic. And there's a look for three. And that was Brogan Brocky missed the three. Rebounded by Grass Lake. Good's got it near center court right now. Brocky picks him up right there near midcourt. They try to go to the high post. Brocky gets a hand on it. And the Grass Lake player has to come over and bump. And that's going to be a foul against Scott Schultz.
Yeah, I think Grass Lake's going to have to do a few more backdoor cuts or something, because right now Hanover's just way overplaying any passing lane and just making it too hard on Grass Lake.
Back screens even, something to just make, just you got to punish them for overplaying like they have been. As Mortimer drives, it floats to the step inside the free throw line, gets it to go. At the end of one, it's 19-4, Hanover Horton. Let's take 30 seconds. We're back in the broadcast here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 8 minutes on the clock, almost ready for the second quarter here. 19-4 is the lead for the Hanover Horton Comets. Jake Brocky hitting a couple of three-pointers in there. Luke Laketta showing off a little bit of scoring. Mitch Sauber missed a couple shots, but he set up a couple of really nice assists.
And a couple nice steals that led to those.
Yeah.
And if you're Coach Comstock, I'm being honest, I really don't even know what you do, because you say, okay, well, let's get a couple stops and a couple buckets, but both of those things are way easier said than done.
Right. And Coach Mortimer going to his bench a little bit here. Connor Mortimer, Rhett Laketta, and then you've got Brogan Brocky, Evan Keeter, and Carson Sanders on the floor now. There's a drive by Grass Lake. Get it up on the rim, missed it. But it come away, can't have possessions. Can't afford to have any more possessions where you come away without a shot.
Yeah.
There's a steal. Trey Ruggles, and he's going to try and keep it going here. Well defended. It forced it up. And an offensive rebound. Second offensive rebound. So on the third try, we get a Grass Lake bucket and a trip to the free throw line. Clayton Canning sticking with it and getting the bucket to go.
Clayton with some stick-to-itiveness.
Would you say that he canned that shot?
I guess I would, Steve.
Cans the free throw to Clayton Canning. 3 points here, and the first player not named Xavier Bargesser to score, 19-7. And now we get a call away from the basketball against the Comets. The moving screen.
Yeah, that's kind of something that we see Hanover players time to time throughout the years. They set a lot of screens, so you want to be aware of the moving. They always seem to get that little bit of extra movement and bump. Gets you off your spot.
And that, we got a timeout on the floor here right now. 7:11 to go in the first half, 19-7. Thank you to some of our sponsors here, including Stephanie Bosonic Mortimer, Remax Mid-Michigan, Lomar Machine and Tool. West End Farm to Table. Have you had breakfast there yet, Brian?
I have not.
Me either. And we keep wanting to go, and what happens is it's usually a Sunday, and then I decide to sleep in too late or am unwilling to get ready to go eat breakfast at a nice place. My daughter, however, has eaten there, and she said the omelet she had was outstanding.
Well, you know,
maybe her best of all time.
I might surprise you. I might go get it and some Sunday morning just show up at your house and maybe serve you breakfast in bed.
You know, I'll keep the fingers crossed. I mean, it is Valentine's Day after all.
We're close partners.
Trey Ruggles with the drive. Spins into some defense. Blocked once. Blocked twice. And out of bounds. Ruggles wanted a foul call. But he's not going to get it. And it'll be Hanover Horton basketball.
That was just Ruggles kind of initiating the contact, I thought.
Yeah.
Just kind of bullying his way. I didn't mind the no call.
Mortimer working with the basketball. Left wing for Keeter. For Hanover. Now Carson Sanders at the top looking to drive in. High post for Mortimer. He faces up, passes out, scoops it over to Rhett Laketta. Swings it to the top for Sanders. Now down low. Nice look for Brogan Brocky into the paint. The jump hook missed. Mortimer taps it to Rhett Laketta and they'll get another shot at it here. Back cut for Sanders into the paint. Off the glass, no good. Keeter rebounds. His putback is no good. And it looks like Ruggles had it and Sanders comes around for the knockaway, but he got him on the arm and that'll be a whistle against Hanover Horton. 19-7 with 6:21 to go. And platoon substitution here for Coach Mortimer brings in all five starters from tonight. That's Mitch Sauber, Jack Brocky, Bryce Sanders, Luke Laketta, and Trent Finnegan.
Grass Lake doing a good job standing the ground that possession. Just getting tall, not swatting at the ball, but just arms straight up, walling them off.
Inbound here for Grass Lake, and Canning inbounds it to Good. Slowly coming up the floor here, Good. 6:14 to go in the half, 19-7, Good. Little spin dribble, and Luke Laketta jumps out on the steal. And the offensive player was a little bit in between him and the ball. And I think we saw some contact, or at least they blew the whistle as though there was contact. Coach Mortimer didn't agree with the call, but sat down after a momentary argument. Good dribbling up to the right wing for Grass Lake. Back cut for Bargesser. He gets in on the run and blocked out of the air. Trent Finnegan with the help side defense. And that's a good back cut. That's what we were saying you needed to do a little bit more of, but good help defense by Trent Finnegan.
Yeah, if Bargesser just gives him a little shot fake, he'll have an easy layup there.
The inbound from the baseline, and they inbound it deep toward midcourt to get past the defense. Carson Canning with the basketball. Gets it to Brennan Bargesser. Now Xavier Bargesser looking to swing it. Gets to Good. Good coming around. Now he's going to drive. Gets into the paint, into the air. Floated it off the rim, a little short, and on the rebound attempt, somebody bumped Jack Brocky, had good position. And I think it's going to go against Xavier Bargesser.
That was a good drive by Grass Lake.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing some things that are starting to kind of go their way. The results aren't being there. Little double on Brocky in the corner. Now a steal by Brendan Bargester on the Mitch Sauber pass. He's looking to be aggressive and take it all the way. Pass to the defender. Blocked by Laketta. Keeps it in his hands and gets it out to Brocky. Now Hanover Horton coming up quickly. Brocky will pull it back out with no number. Skips it across to Sauber. Jab, step, and drive into the air for Sauber. Lefty finish. Got it to go and draws the foul.
There's our man, Mitchell Sauber.
Kind of got the sense that Sauber wanted to undo the bad feeling he had from those two earlier missed shots. So no shifty float or fadeaway there. He went all the way to the rim with the left-hand finish and missed the free throw. Rebound eventually grabbed here by Grass Lake up the floor with Good. He'll weave through some defenders. Finds Canning in the corner for a three, and he knocks it down. That's Carson Canning. With the, excuse me, who did I have on that shot? 21 is Carson Canning. I was right. The announcer breathes a sigh of relief, knowing you got the name right on the first try. Under 5 minutes to go, first half, 21-10. Hanover Horton with the lead. Left wing for Finnegan, looking down on the block for Sanders. Now skips it across. Brocky open briefly in the other corner. Over his outstretched hands and out of bounds.
These last couple possessions, we're seeing what we sometimes see when a team takes a big lead. You know, all of a sudden you just lose your intensity for a moment. A couple sloppy passes by Hanover. But this is where Grass Lake has to take advantage.
Bargester gets it. Going on the attack against Sanders. Got a little out of sorts, maybe lost track of where he was. Backward shot is missed and rebounded by Hanover. Comets coming up the floor, and Sauber loses the handle for a moment in the double team, and we'll get a kick against Mitch.
Man, I wonder if
went off his knee, maybe. But
it's like Haley's Comet tonight or something, because two Mitchell Sauber turnovers in the first half is about as rare as that.
It feels that way, yeah, for sure. He's on the defense now against Good, coming over the midcourt line, spinning. Looking for someone, gets it away to Brendan Bargester. Deep right wing. Gives it to Xavier Bargester. Swings it around to Lewis Good. Good dribbles into the paint. Now on the drive. Lost it on the way up. So going to get somebody for a reach in and call it on the floor. Good coming, following through on the play, and I think he might have poked Trent Finnegan in the eye or at least got him in the cheek.
Another good drive.
Nice.
That's too easy, I think, though. At least you kind of worked on the canning.
Yeah, I had to stretch for it, though. Yeah. Bargester in the corner, Xavier, working against Luke Laketta. He gets to step into the air. Laketta might have got a piece of it from behind. It's missed. Rebounded by the Comets. Mitch Sauber up the right side. Slashes into lane behind the back. Spin move. Drops it off. What a pass to Luke Laketta. Oh, he left it a little short on the layup. I think Laketta was in between wanting to dunk it and lay it up, and he didn't do either.
I thought he looked like he was going to yak that one.
Yep. Nice pass down low and a tough finish. Good job to use the body by Clayton Canning. And he scores that lefty layup and we cut the lead back to 9 with 3:20 to go. After the quick offensive output by Hanover Horton in the first quarter, they struggled a little bit more here in the second. There's a turnover by Laketta. Brendan Bargester running up the floor against Finnegan. Finnegan cuts him off and knocks the ball away. Bargester wanted the foul, no call, but the Warriors will keep the basketball.
Finnegan did a great job there with the little duck under in there. You know, if you don't do that, he's going to make a layup. If you go try to block it, you're probably going to foul him. I like that duck under with the little swipe at the ball.
And there's another inbound. So the Hanover Horton pressure on the inbound, and they try to pass it out to the safety valve, and a lot of teams will just let you do that. Pass it to the deep guy. Hanover pressures that too. Threw it out of bounds, and there's a turnover for the Warriors. 21-12, still our score with 3:04 to go first half.
It was a good pass to the lady in the gray sweatshirt. She was open.
She was open. She's still open.
She is open.
Brocky, left wing, to the top for Connor Mortimer. Right side for Mitch Sauber. Back to the top for Sanders. Bryce gets it to Brocky coming around the screen. Pulls for three. Looked good from here, but it was a little long, and it comes out in grass-like rebounds. We're up here in the crow's nest. I don't know if there's a Native American-themed name for a high perch like this here at the Grass Lake High School gym. We'll work on one.
We will. This deserves a name.
It needs to have a name. There's a drive from Good from the left wing. Back to the basket. Battles in, puts a little bump on Sovereign, clears enough space to turn around and hit the shot. And make it a seven-point game here, 21-14. Grass Lake settled in a little bit now here in the second quarter, playing a little bit of zone. And Hannah Horton so far has not really lit that up. Mortimer on the right wing goes down to the baseline for Sanders. They'll double him, and that's a knockaway and a steal. That zone giving Hannah Horton a little trouble right now.
Grass Lake making a comeback.
Fargesser looking to drive, steps back. Nice fading jumper. Couldn't knock it down, but he gets hit on the arm. And so a couple free throws for Bargesser. Nice job to create a little bit of space there, getting his own shot. 21-14, can cut this lead down inside of seven.
And what was it, 4.5 minutes ago? 17-4. Lead is now down to seven and could be down to five if Bargesser can make both free throws.
It's 2-for-2 at the line so far tonight. First attempt is good.
Ex-Grass Lake coach Joel Cook always used to rave about Xavier Bargesser on the free throw line, claiming that he was in practice oftentimes higher than a 90% free throw shooter. So
and announcer Jinx, I think you're perfect for the announcer's Jinx there as he misses the second free throw. It's 21-15. Bargesser has large hands. And you can see on the poster, the Warriors poster there, he's holding a basketball in each hand, spread out with his arms out. I don't know if that helps or hurts the free throw stroke, but for him it works.
Seems to hurt Shaq.
They went down to Mitch Sauber on the baseline. Triple team down there, and as he dribbles out of it, he goes to the ground, loses the basketball, and we get a turnover. Comets wanted a foul. But I got to be honest, though, the refs have kind of been swallowing their whistle on both ends of the floor. I don't have a complaint about the way they're officiating right now.
Kind of letting them play, aren't they?
Yeah. Xavier Bargesser was holding his stomach there for a little while. I can't tell if he's recovered or not yet. He's looking to get the basketball and set screens. Tries to slip one there. Working around the perimeter here, Grass Lake. Brennan Bargesser with Jack Brocky coming to pick him up almost to midcourt. Resetting. Now he'll dribble against Brocky. Driving in into the paint, scoops it, got past him and finishes. And I think we got a whistle at the end of the play. Count the basket and a chance at a three-point play here for Brennan Bargesser. And the lead's now down to 4 points with 47.3 to play here in the first half.
Now, I would be lying if I thought this was going to end up a 3- or 4-point game here late in this quarter.
Yeah,
Lake looking a little bit out of sorts early.
As Bargesser misses from the free throw line, Rhett Laketa coming up the floor into the corner for Carson Sanders. He fires, and that's missed. Rebound tapped, though, right to Rhett Laketa. Connor Mortimer with the extra effort taps it to Laketa for an easy one there. Lead back to 6 with 30 seconds to go.
Second time I've seen Mortimer tap rebounds out that he couldn't get his hands on.
Canning drives into the corner for good. Rough pass. He was lucky to be able to reel that in before Mitch Sauber got his hands on it. Sauber coming out to chase. Good near midcourt. Good still trying to run out the clock here. Maybe take the last shot of the half. Mitch pressuring. He gets into the elbow, and we'll get a 5-second closely guarded call. But, Brian, how can they make that call when he was on a dribble move right there? He was in the high post area, and I think that's the case that Coach Comstock's trying to make.
Yeah, you know,
And now he'll get a technical foul from the bench. I don't know that it was the head coach. Somebody on the bench might have said something unfortunate. And it is unfortunate they get a technical foul. You'd like to be closer than six, but surely with a couple shots in the ball, Hannah Horton's going to have a chance to make it more than six.
Yeah, they will probably make it more than six, and please don't call me Shirley.
And Brocky hits. I mean, I understand the coach's argument because at one point he was being defended out here by the volleyball 10-foot line, but by the time he blew the whistle, he was into the elbow area making his move. And I don't know what more you could expect. You can't require him to make a layup to not get the 5-second call.
You know, I think the referee was maybe about to blow his whistle when it was looking like it was a five-second call, and as he's doing it, he kind of got by him.
Sauber on the drive, and they'll blow off the shot, and it looks like it was going to be a foul on the floor. 25-17 now. Push the lead back out to 8, and with 2 seconds to go, Sauber can make it 10.
Yeah, boy. 47 seconds to go in this half. Bargesser was at the line to maybe cut it to 3. Now we have Sauber that could stretch it out to 10.
He missed it. Rebound tap. Sauber gets it. Fires at the buzzer. No. Tough shooting half for Mitch Sauber. 25-17 our score. And it was looking dire there for a little while for Grass Lake, but they are Warriors embracing that spirit and battling back from the deficit to really make it a close one for quite a while. And now technical foul and some disagreement with some calls. And they've seen that lead stretch back out to 8. But I'll tell you, after the first quarter, if you'd known you were going to be within 8 points by the half, I think you would have been pleased to be able to say that.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a couple things that have been in Grass Lake's favor. I know Mitchell Sauber, everybody that listens to us knows how much we think about his game. Mm-hmm. He's kind of had a un-Mitchell Sauber-like half, 3 turnovers, I believe, and a couple missed of his patented floaters. So, you know, Grass Lake trying to take advantage of maybe Mitchell being a little off.
Well, you know, we look at those shots that he missed, and that's top of mind, but he did have a couple steals to trigger some breaks in that first quarter where they got out to the big lead. So it's uneven game, we'll say. Not his, like you said, Mitch, like we've come to know him, but not an awful half. And honestly, the entirety of the Hannah Orton team seemed like they were, I don't know, what, like you said, a little loss of intensity when it was so easy in the first quarter. That maybe Coach Mortimer's got something to say to him to motivate him out of the locker room to get back that swagger they had in the first half or first quarter.
Yeah, you know, there was no school today. All the Jackson area schools had off today.
Yep.
I think, you know, you come out here, you all of a sudden you're up 17-4, and then you just kind of fall back asleep. And I think that's kind of what happened. You know, not to discredit any of the things that Grass Lake did to come back, because they're still playing tough, playing hard, getting loose balls. I feel like Grass Lake's gotten more 50-50 balls tonight.
Yeah.
Which, you don't see that against a Hanover team very often. They pride themselves on that.
For certain. 25-17 our score here at halftime. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back and look at the numbers from the first half and set things up for the second half. Grass Lake trailing at home against Hanover Horton here at WKHM. Online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes at the half here as Hanover Horton got out to an early lead. What was the first quarter score? 19-4?
Yeah, 19-4.
And they only managed 6 points there in the second quarter. Grass Lake able to creep back into it with 13. So, yeah, maybe we're in for a fun game here. After all, it looked like the wind kind of came out of the room after the first quarter, and the student section still doesn't quite feel energized, but maybe a couple of Xavier Vargas or three-pointers or something can get them back up on their feet.
Yeah.
Get loud here.
So you just mentioned Hanover scores 6 points in the second quarter. And pregame, we talked about Grass Lake's defense, and they wanted to make this a game near 40. Well, that six-point quarter, you know, that's going to get you there. That's a lot different than the 19-point first quarter, in which things seem to come easy to Hanover. Of course, Jack Brockie knocked down a couple long threes and then some good cutting. It kind of stopped, and again, I don't know if that's a product of Grass Lake's defense stepping up or Hanover just losing its focus.
Well, and I think a little bit of it was switching. They kind of switched from man-to-man into that zone that you said they like to run, and they did, I think, defend better out of that zone, and Hanover Horton didn't necessarily handle it the best. I'm sure that's part of what Coach Mortimer talked to them about at the half. But who's got the points for our first half?
Well, for Grass Lake, with only 17, there's Clayton Canning with 5, Lewis Good with 2, Carson Canning with 3, Brennan Bargesser with 3, and Xavier Bargesser with 6.
And meanwhile, for the Hanover Horton Comets,
Hanover Horton, Mitch Sauber with 2, Jack Brockie 10, Connor Mortimer, 4. A couple nice tip-out rebounds by Connor as well. Carson Sanders, 2. Rhett Laketta, who had been battling the flu bug, has 2. And his brother Luke with 5.
Yeah, Gresslick definitely did a better job on the defense in the second quarter, holding Hanover Horton to 6 points. And actually starting to get both the defense and offense for Gresslick looked a lot better there, especially midway through that second quarter where Gresslick started to make some of those defensive plays and started getting on a few runouts. And they got a little better spacing. And with Hanover Horton having to kind of hustle back, they weren't able to be set up and be as smothering with their defensive pressure.
Yeah, something that really sticks out to me as well is Trey Ruggles, Gresslick guard. One of the more athletic and just long, big, talented guards in the area, scoreless in the first half. That's probably not going to get it done if you want to upset Hanover here tonight.
I'm sure maybe you get out there and call a couple plays for Ruggles, see if you can't get his offense going and let him be a bigger part of this game. Let's take another one-minute break here on the half. We'll come back and get things going. Second half of action, 25-17. Hanover Horton leads Gresslick on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, just moments away from the start of the second half on our broadcast, brought to you by some great sponsors like County National Bank. County National Bank. I think that's the jingle. Thanks to Bill Joris, Melissa Strady, and all the crew over there. John Waldron. Also a big thank you to American Title Company, Ron Ellison and his crew. Saw Ron the other day. Nice guy.
I hope County National Bank doesn't lose customers due to your singing.
Like we had to write a new jingle because of you. There's a move right away. On the offensive end, they go down low to Luke Laketta. He missed the shot, but he'll get to the free throw line.
Yeah, Hanover and Coach Mortimer are so good coming out of halves and quarters and timeouts, just getting good looks. That's one of the reasons it makes them so successful.
Laketta knocks down the free throw. Second attempt coming here for Luke Laketta. Starting lineup on the floor right now for Hanover Horton. As Luke hits the second free throw. And I believe this is starting 5-4 Gresslick, too. There's Lewis Good. Brendan Bargesser, Xavier Bargesser, Scott Schultz, and Trey Ruggles. Schultz left wing. A lot more movement right now for Gresslick, it looks like, coming off the screens. Really energetic legs. Brendan Bargesser, a momentary glimpse at a three, and he knocks it down. Tight windows there for Gresslick in the pass and the shot, but they get it to go, and there's a turnover as Finnegan lost his footing. And they get it down the floor, looking for Schultz down low, and Luke Laketta interrupts that play, and Hanover Horton gets it back.
That's tough. They had numbers.
Sauber cuts into the paint. Turns around, floats it, and nothing but net. That's more like we're used to seeing for Mitch Sauber. Now we got a whistle. Oh, the net was stuck. Bargesser's three-pointer was so perfect. Twisted the net up a little bit. Luke Laketta, 6'5", goes down there and casually hops up and pulls it out. I would have had to get a chair. Right side, they go for Brendan Bargesser. Pass goes a little errant. Bargesser loses out of bounds. Hanover Horton basketball. 29-20. Comets with a 9-point lead here early second half. Brocky, the top, right wing for Sauber. Surveying the floor, skips it across to Finnegan. Skips it back to Sauber. Now down low for Laketta working against Bargesser, and he'll skip it across kind of in between two defenders.
Pass to Evan Keeter. Unfortunately, Evan's on the bench.
He was open.
Evan and the lady in the gray sweatshirt. Two people constantly been open.
Lewis Good coming up the floor for Gresslick. Scott Schultz going down to Bargesser, and Bryce Sanders, nice job to jump in front of the pass, knocks it loose, and here come the Comets. Brocky at the top of the key. Gets to Finnegan, left wing for Laketta. Had Mitch on the baseline for a moment. Finnegan now at the top, swings it around to Brocky on the right wing. Dribbles into the free throw line area, back out to Finnegan. Looked at that triple, nothing there. High post for Luke Laqueta, back to the basket. Turns and faces, dribbles. There's Mitch Sauber open for three. No. Bracky Lone in the paint, grabs the rebound and puts it back. Little jumper in the paint. And it's 31-20, lead back out to 11.
Jack Bracky, a great rebounding guard. Although we call him a guard here, he jumps for the to start every game.
Yeah. There's an open look for Ruggles. Oh, he gets the dribble past Bracky, but into triple team down low, partially blocked by Laqueta. Gets his rebound back, and it looks like Sanders got a piece of it from behind, but he'll get whistled for a foul. Ruggles sticking with it, making everything tough for Trey Ruggles down low, but he'll go to the free throw line, see if he can get into the scorebook from the charity stripe. 5.5 to go third quarter.
That was kind of a funny one because I thought Ruggles might have got fouled his first time up. He got it back, and I thought that second one was clean, but they got it. It was almost like a makeup. Okay, we missed the first one. I'll give you the second one.
Free throw is up and missed.
Trey trying to get in the scoring column. Sometimes those good scorers just need one free throw to see go in, and then gates open.
There's one. We'll see if that works. 31-21. The lead is 10 with 5.5 to go. In the third, Mitch Sauber coming up over the midcourt for the Comets. Right side for Bracky. Into the corner. Sauber's open. Takes the triple. Hits it. Nothing but net. Mitch Sauber starting to get that jump shot working. 34-21. That 13-point lead.
There's just the big difference there. Mitch Sauber standing there wide open. Grass Lake players are never wide open.
As Ruggles drives in. Had Bargesser out. Pretty good look for a three, and he knocks it down. Brendan Bargesser starting to get that triple stroke working.
Bargesser wide open.
I didn't want to say it.
Oh, he was wide open.
He even had time to not quite catch the pass cleanly and get the shot up. There's a steal by Ruggles. Bargesser down the floor, and what a good job by Zabrocki to get his hands on the pass. Grasslake goes from having a layup to Mitch Sauber coming down and having a layup. Bracky with the offensive rebound on the miss. Finnegan into the corner for Sauber down to Sanders. He'll go into the lane. Little jump hook off the glass gets it to go.
Did I even see a little flex after that?
I couldn't tell if he was flexing or not.
Okay. Thought I saw a little jump hook and then the flex.
He did jump hook, and there was sort of a flex motion. I got to be honest, if you play for Chad Mortimer and you are out flexing your muscles after that shot, I think you probably get a quick break from the game. Sanders is going to the bench, so I don't know, but he gets a high five from the coach, so mixed signal for us up here.
You're calling it, though.
36-24 is a 12-point game here. Grass Lake trying to keep it close with 4:06 to go in the third. Good. Dribbling over midcourt. Goes to the right side. There's Brendan Bargesser. Back out to Good. Looking to reverse it over to the left side. And Rhett Laqueta denying that passing lane from Xavier Bargesser. Trey Ruggles drives from the wing, gets into the paint, took a couple steps, and will get whistled for the travel, rightly so.
Great defense by Jack Bracky there, moving his feet, making it tougher. Ruggles wanted to drive by him, but Bracky just cutting him off, not making it available.
3:41 to go in the half, or the third, 36-24 lead for the Comets with the basketball. Bracky trying to find Rhett Laqueta in the high post. They walk away from him, leaving for three. No, rebound to Bargesser. Xavier gets it out to Lewis Good. Good dribbling up the floor right side. Now to the top for Bargesser. Pump fakes for a deep triple. Mortimer guards him, and Bargesser trying to flip it over to Ruggles, and it was hit out of his hand and out of bounds.
Yeah, Jack Bracky showing that length, long arms, quick hands.
Couple substitutions. We get Clayton and Carson Canning both into the game. Love it when there's two guys on the floor with the same last name.
And similar first names.
Yeah.
So the Cannings and the Bargressers making up 80% of Grass Lake right now.
Nice quick math there. Brendan Bargesser, deep right wing, now dribbles to the middle. Left wing for Canning. Carson dribbles to the middle of the floor. Now into the elbow, passes out for Bargesser on a cut. And he'll reset deep right wing.
look where Grass Lake has to initiate their offense. Every possession, way out there, volleyball line extended even.
Good little penetration. But he has to set back up at the right wing. Gets a screen. Had a momentary glimpse of an open man. Now on the finger roll, he leaves it short. Patience there at Grass Lake. Got a decent look at it, just missed it. As Brocky drives, reverse layup is good. 38-24 with 2:19 to go here in the third. And that's how quickly it goes for Hanover. And every on the other end, Grass Lake's having to work for every inch again. Hanover Horton revitalized after the halftime break. Vargas are on the drive. Brennan gets all the way in, and a nice finger roll. Tough shot there against good defense by Connor Mortimer, but he finishes it in his 38-26.
Yeah, Brennan Bargesser has 8 points already this half.
Mortimer, right wing, surveying the floor, into the corner for Sauber. He'll skip it over to Jack Brocky. Brocky down to Rhett Laketta in the post. He has to chase it out near the three-point line. Deep two for Laketta, missed. Rebounded by Xavier Bargesser.
I like looking at Luke, looking at his brother Rhett, like, pass me the ball, I'm posting him up.
Deep three for Bargesser, and he gets it to go, Xavier Bargesser. A little life here for Grass Lake. Cut the lead down to 9. 38-29, minute 22. Deep three for Brocky. No. And Laketta looked like he had a beat on the rebound, lost his footing, and went to the deck. Gets a hand up by Jack Brocky, and now an inbound from Bargesser on the baseline.
It's kind of tough, Grass Lake. The Bargesser boys, between the two of them, have 3 threes already this third quarter. You'd like to think that that'd make up some ground, but Hanover's just warting the lead off. It's not making it anything easy.
Minute 17 left here in our third quarter. Good. Picked up as he comes over midcourt by Carson Sanders. Bargesser comes out to get it. Now left wing for Carson Canning. And he dribbles baseline. Gets into the rim. Beat a couple defenders. Nice drive by Canning. 38-31. It's 7 points again. Grass Lake just lulls you to sleep a little bit, and then they're ready to come back. They keep it kind of close.
Have that alligator blood.
Mortimer has a good look for the three from the corner. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Put back attempt in the lane. A little bit closer look at it, and makes that one. 40-31. Laketta picking up good in the backcourt, and then lets him go. Now Carson Sanders there to get him as he comes over midcourt. Right wing for good. Cross court to Canning. 22 seconds. He's going to hold it out for one shot here to end the quarter.
It's a smart move.
That is. Clayton Canning coming out to get it. Dribbles through a little traffic. Now drives 11 seconds. Gets deep out to Bargesser. Open look for three. No. Rebound tapped, and Luke Laketta gets it on the run out. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, drops it down for Sanders. Got it to go in. The foul. Carson Sanders running the break, and Luke Laketta set him up for a beauty.
It's a huge pet peeve of mine. If you're going to hold the ball at the end of a quarter, you cannot go at the 7-second mark. You got to wait till that's down to 4 or 5. Kids just like to go early, and that just left Hanover 6 seconds to take it down, make a layup. And one, perhaps.
Missed the free throw. Bargus, the rebound, flings it one-handed and missed it, but 11 points. And that's a swing. They got a good look. Bargesser has not had an open look at it like he had on that one, and he missed it. But still, left a little too much time on the clock, and Hanover Horton ran the break very efficiently. Let's take a 30-second break with 8 minutes to go. 42-31, Hanover Horton leads on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here on the broadcast. Hanover Horton visiting Grass Lake tonight. WKHM, WKHM.com, brought to you by Stephanie Bosonic Mortimer, Remax Mid-Michigan. 8 minutes to go here, and Grass Lake trailing by 11. We'll see if they've got enough energy, enough scoring burst to cut into this 11-point lead. Good picks up his dribble. Bargesser comes out to get it. That's Brennan right wing. Now to Canning at the top. Goes left side for Carson Canning, who will look to drive. Gets into the paint. Passes out. Brennan Bargesser pump fakes a triple. Floats in the air for a jumper. Missed everything. Well defended by Laketta. Rebounded by Sauber. Right side for Jack Brocky. setting up at the right wing. Now to Sauber at the top. Looks to drive from there. Spins. And they're going to get a hand check call against Bargesser. And he did. Yeah, you kind of got to use your hands. Mitch is slippery in there.
He is slippery.
Trying to use his hands to keep Mitch in front of him. Sauber will inbound from the baseline. Just the third team foul against Grass Lake. Into the corner for Mitch. He'll drive from there. Baseline. Reverse layup is a little bit short. It looked cool, but he missed it. And Hanover Horton will get it back, I guess.
Yeah, Mitchell took off from the left side of the hoop and glided all the way to the right and just ran out of hang time, I think.
Just a little bit.
Kind of got rim stuffed.
And now we get a moving screen, I think, against Bryce Sanders.
It's going to be Bryce Sanders' fourth foul. 7:13 left in the game.
Mitch Sauber on the defense here against Good. Now Canning at the top. And pass a little too casually. Brocky almost comes up with a steal. Bargesser now at the top of the key. He passes off. Now tries to slip a screen and back cut. Brennan Bargesser passes over to Canning. That's Clayton who will drive. A little jump hook on the runner. Kai almost got it to go. Missed and rebounded by Brocky. And he'll trigger the break for the Comets. Right up the middle of the floor and dribbles back out with no numbers. Then what a look. Brocky had a wide open triple, a little bit deep, but we know he's not uncomfortable to shoot out there. But then at the last moment, he noticed Rhett Laketa standing alone down low. Pass down to him. Laketa gets the shot up, but not before someone jumps on his back, so he missed it, but he'll get a couple of free throws.
Yeah, good vision by Brocky. Good decision.
And that's really a tribute to the unselfish nature of the Hanover Horton offense, because he had every reason to take that three-pointer and just pass it up to get an even better look for his teammate. Missed the free throw. 42-31, still 11-point deficit here for Grass Lake. And that's going to get us a timeout from Coach Comstock in the Warrior bench. We'll take a 30-second break as well. 42-31 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 6:27 to go in this game, 42-31 to Hanover Horton, Comet lead. Grass Lake with the basketball out of the timeout. We'll see what they run. Go to Bargesser, and he's going to look to make a move. Step back three-pointer. No. Offensive rebound. Carson Canning gets it out to Brennan Bargesser, and they get over to Good, so they'll get another shot at it here with Bargesser setting up at the high post, and he'll come out and screen. Now he's trying to post up against Luke Laketa, out to Brennan Bargesser. He's trying to look down into the post. Now he'll drive and tries to drop it down low, stolen by Sauber. Mitch coming up with another steal. Brocky running the floor. Lefty finish at the bucket. Nice job to slide sideways and sneak that past the defender. Canning back up the floor quickly, had to hang in the air because Rhett Laketa defended it well. Missed the shot, but Grass Lake will keep possession.
That was a good no-call there. Let that one go.
Bargesser on the drive, behind the back, lost the dribble. Rhett gets it, and Jack Brocky up the floor. Into the air, has to toss it up backwards. Laketa gets the rebound, and that's Rhett, puts it up with the soft touch in the left hand, 46-31.
As we mentioned, Rhett had the flu the last couple days. I hope they sanitize the ball.
There's a missed shot and a rebound battle. Rhett Laketa goes to the ground to get it, but Bargesser comes out with it, gets the shot up, he made it, and they're going to count it. Brennan Bargesser at the finish. Both officials looked at each other and agreed that the bucket was good.
Hey, Bargesser took it hard in the basket, and that's what you do. You put the onus on the officials to call something. I thought Mitchell Sauber had his hands straight up and kind of, you know, people I think that if you make contact, it's automatic foul. As a defender, you have the right to be there as well. But officials like calling the contact underneath.
And that's made by Bargesser, 46-34. Gressick hanging around with 5:04 to go, but they need stops and buckets. Man-to-man defense looks like, no, they're switching. There's a steal. Brocky trying to post up. Grass Lake knocks it away. Canning coming up the floor against Mortimer. Tries to sidestep him. We'll get a blocking foul against Mortimer. And it's going to be called on the floor, but we got a bloody nose. Canning headed straight to the locker room with a bloody nose. Right over here to the trainer table right below us.
That'll bring in Trey Ruggles from Grass Lake, who we have not seen for the last four or five minutes.
It's been Trey Struggles tonight. He gets in to pass the basketball in from the baseline. Into Vargas there. Then to Good. Good gets a screen from Canning. Swing it around. Ruggles has it. Working against Laketa. Switches now. Finnegan's got him. He passes out. Trying to get down into the post where Josh Horodesny is setting up. They'll come back out to get it. Swings it around. Ruggles has it against Finnegan. Looks to drive. Triple team down there. Passes down to Horodesny in the paint. Little close quarters passing there. Horodesny had a good look at it. Missed the shot, but he gets fouled, and he'll get a couple free throws.
I see Grass Lake has Xavier Bargesser also on the bench with 4:14 to go, down 12. Kind of surprised to see him not out there.
Maybe give him a chance to refuel a little bit for the stretch run. 46-34. Horodesny at the line misses. Tough to come right up, come off the bench and end up right at the free throw line.
Yeah, Horodesny, the free throw stroke looks a little suspicious, but his dunking in pregame did not. Solid dunker.
That one's short again. Brocky goes up to rebound that one. 4:11 left. Mitch Sauber with the basketball. 12-point lead for his Comets. Jack Brocky at the top. Brocky will reset, kind of get the traffic going. High post for Luke Laketa. Back up Mortimer. Lefty finish at the rim, and he got it to go Connor Mortimer. Good teamwork there. That's the way you draw it up.
Hanover players with a lot of crafty finishes at the rim.
Yeah, that was a little Princeton back cut there, it felt like. Drive from Ruggles, double clutch, circus shot. Almost got it to go, and he goes to the floor hard. Grass Lake will keep the possession.
I wonder if Pete Carrill is on the Hanover bench. Ex-Princeton coach.
Ruggles will drive again, drops one off. I don't know if Canning was ready to catch that. It was right there in his breadbasket, but they do get it out for Brennan Bargesser, and he knocks down the triple. And I think we get a timeout from Coach Comstock. 48-37, they bring it back within 9. 3:31 to go on the game clock. Let's take a 30-second break, and we'll come back and wrap this game up on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 3:31 to go. 150 seconds.
Well, usually you are so impressive, and if that's right, I'm going to say you're still impressive with that.
I think I was right. We'll never know. Trent Finnegan with the basketball for Hanover, Connor Mortimer. This is one of the better games I've seen out of Mortimer since I've been able to watch Hanover Horton. Makes a nice screen there to get a good open three for Mitch Sauber. He missed it. And down on the glass, Laketa battling with Good for that one. And I think we'll get a foul against Luke Laketa. The one official was ready to give possession to Hanover Horton, and the other official said no, it's a foul against Laketa.
Not a what do we have going? Just explaining it to Coach Mortimer, he'll be going to the line?
Yeah, I think so. 1-1 in the bonus here. 17 foul for the Comets. They lead by 11.
A little surprised there. Hanover up 11 with 3:08 to go, and they took a pretty quick three-pointer. I kind of expected Hanover to maybe spread the floor out a little bit, make Grass Lake come out on them, because Hanover's quickness, then you can get to the hole.
Good, missed it, and almost missed everything. He left it short. Laketa rebounds.
Let's see if Hanover pulls it out a little bit now.
Sauber at the top. Taking his time. Spin move into the corner for Finnegan. Dinnigan will clear it out to Brocky. Now it looks like they're eating a little clock. Working around the perimeter, Laquetta left side to Mortimer at the top. Mortimer goes to Jack Brocky. Now left side for Luke Laquetta. Skip pass to Finnegan in the corner. Open for three. He'll take it and hit it. Nothing but net. Trent Finnegan. Very patient offense there by the Comets, and they ate up near a minute on that end. 51-37 lead.
Big difference of those last two possessions.
Bargesser working to get into the lane off the glass. Tough shot made by Brennan Bargesser. Hanover quickly up the floor to Laquetta. Had it blocked. But we'll get a foul against the Warriors. And again, that was a little bit more of a quick attack than you'd expect. Even after the make, Hanover Horton still leads by 12 with 2:06 to go. And Laquetta will go to the line here for a couple free throws.
I know the Comets like to get out and run, especially after a made basket, try to catch you sleeping. But, yeah, with 2:06 to go, I think that might be one where you do the possession before and try to eat 40 seconds.
Laquetta makes the free throw. And the second attempt is also good. 53-39, 2:06 to go. Good coming up the floor for the Warriors. Crosses over in Sauber, left side for Canning back on the floor with something over his nose hole. Laquetta with the steal on the run out, going up for the jam.
Are we going to call that a jam or not?
I'll go with it.
He touched the rim.
He did touch the rim and it went in. That's the vital part. At 55-39, the 16-point lead now with 97 seconds. Ooh, I was wrong earlier. It was 230 seconds. What'd I say?
Yeah, I think you said 180. Perhaps.
Yeah, I was off
bad. You know, in my head, I was thinking that you weren't right for the first time. You're always right. But I wasn't going to call you out.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
You did. You put it in question and made me rethink it. 90 seconds now, though. I'm right then. Minute and 30, 41-55. We got a timeout on the floor.
I think up here in the press box just came the monkey that could also figure out that a minute 30 is 90 seconds. So glad to see the time monkey here.
Time monkey didn't make it out tonight. I should have gone to him with that earlier one, too, because I think he had it written down. Look, he has it written down. He's pointing at it.
Oh,
but he did just fling some poo. 55-41. We don't have a game next week on the high school schedule, but then we end with a flurry with three more games coming up. So we're next in action on the air Tuesday, February 25th, Lumen Christi at Western High School. And I'm not sure if that's you or Coach Varner, but
Coach Varner's going to be on the mic with you for that one.
Awesome.
I think I'll be hanging out with the time monkey.
Rocky will bring it up here for the Comets. Laquetta working it inside. Bryce Sanders into the air and finishes off the glass. He was flexing after that shot.
The double flex night
for
Bryce Sanders. In case you didn't see the first one.
There he tries to get a steal. Xavier Bargesser to the top for Canning. Carson will drive. Gets into the air. Double clutch and finish. He had to hang up there. A little nice little ball work for Canning. Gets it to go, but he did impact Rhett Laquetta in the stomach.
Yeah. Speaking of that, yeah, Rhett's on the ground.
Slow to get up here and maybe took the wind out of him.
Looked like it might have been in a sensitive area.
Or that is also a possibility. I don't feel like you have to rush to your feet on our account, Rhett.
Yeah.
Take your time.
It's one where you just stay down for a little bit.
66 seconds to go, according to the time monkey. 57-43 is our score. And Rhett Laquetta will go to the bench after the shot to the midsection.
Delicate way of putting that. And Hanover, through the last 3 minutes, just managing to, again, never relinquish the double-digit lead. It's a dilemma when you're Grass Lake, too, because you know you have to press, but Hanover's just a team you can't press. Too many good ball handlers, too many good passers.
Canning completes the three-point play, 57-44. And with 1:03 to go here, Comets will take their time. Mitch Sauber back to Brocky. Bargesser does come out to pressure him, so he's got to watch that five-second call. Sauber out to Brocky. Now to Sanders.
It's like Grass Lake's kind of calling off the dogs here. Sometimes you'll see teams foul.
44 seconds. Mortimer. Connor will dribble out. Look to eat up this final 30 seconds of basketball and get out of here with a victory. Luke Lucchetto over to Mitch Sauber. Mitch getting a little pressure from Good there. Handles it, gets it over to Lucchetto. Lucchetto now toward midcourt, coming all the way across. And he'll get it to Connor Mortimer. And Good almost committed a foul there, lost his footing it looks like a little bit. And settles in, and that'll wear it out here, 57-44. The Comets victorious. But I got to be honest, Brian, that's as well as I've seen. You know, we've only seen a handful of Hanover-Horton games, but that's as well as I've seen the team play against them. You know, you come out of here with a 13-point loss, and, you know, no one up here in the press box is going to be able to convince any of the Grass Lake players that they should be proud of the effort tonight, but they should. That's as, like I said, that's as well as anybody, as I've seen anybody play against Hanover-Horton so far this season. So that whatever, something Grass Lake's doing right out there, but this is going to be their third straight loss, and that's got to be tough on a season that you were kind of riding high on.
Yeah, you're Grass Lake, and you have some fighters, you have the competitors on the team, and you have some talented kids. Again, I just feel like Hanover has eight of those same kids. You know, Grass Lake is struggling to match them depth-wise. Definitely the Bargesser boys aren't afraid and had both very good games. The Canning brothers also added in good games. But as you mentioned, Trey Ruggles just kind of struggled tonight. And if you're going to pull an upset, it's got to be all hands on deck. You can't be missing one of
right.
your stars tonight.
You're going to leave the gym saying that everybody played well, not just one or two guys. And tonight, Grass Lake now 8-5 on the season, 7-3 in the Cascades Conference, and Hanover-Horton now 14-1, and that makes 10 straight Cascades Conference wins here. And probably, I guess you could probably trace it back to last season that they're on a much longer run than that for wins in their own league. Let's take 2 minutes here in the postgame. We'll come back, add up the numbers, name the player of the game, and wrap up the broadcast. The final here from Grass Lake tonight, Hanover-Horton 57, Grass Lake 44 on WKHM. Online at our website, WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the postgame here. The Hanover-Horton Comets on the road. And they get the win tonight, 57-44. And again, one of those nights where it's a real team effort. And one name stood out in the end with 16 points tonight is Jack Brocky. And as usual, he does a nice job on the boards. And he's a great defensive player for them as well. And so, you know, he just a complete game. And out of a scenario where they all play pretty well, Jack Brocky may be the one guy who emerged as the player of the game tonight.
I think we can agree on that tonight. It's 16 points, and unofficially I had him for 7 rebounds and a couple of other nice passes. And as you said, the defense of Jack, just that length, he gets his hands on a lot of basketballs,
yeah.
A lot of deflections. So even if he doesn't come up with a steal, making it tough.
Well, and you mentioned it during the broadcast. He plays guard. He handles the ball quite a bit. He's on around the perimeter, but he has forward measurements. You know, he's one of the taller guys on the team, athletically, he's a strong rebounder. And every once in a while on offense, you see him get down into the paint, and you go, you know, he could make a living down there, too, if he wanted to. But he knows that's Luke Laquette and Rhett Laquette, and maybe that's their space down there, and he'll work out on the perimeter and be happy to do so. And just really the overall idea that this Hanover Horton team just shares the basketball floor, and they all work together to get a W. And tonight it was just Jack Brocky whose name stood out. And I think every time we do a Hanover, I don't know if this is our third Hanover Horton game, but I think it's been a different player of the game every time. And that's a tribute to how good they are.
A lot of interchangeable parts, both offensively and defensively. You can switch screens with those guys. You can do all sorts of things when you have so many talented guys that are all long and can guard and shoot outside, inside. Yep.
Jack. And in that vein of their depth and their teamwork, what did Mortimer end up with tonight?
Yeah, Mortimer ended up with 8 points.
Yeah, 8 points. It's the best game that I've seen him have since I've been watching Hanover Horton. And the 8 points is a nice number in a low-scoring game like there was tonight. But I think what was impressive tonight that I got to notice was some of the things that he does away from the ball. Or he gets him an extra possession by tapping an offensive rebound to someone else. Or he sets a screen, not on the ball, but when they are going to skip pass, he turns and realizes if he screens his guys, you know, his team's the defender, that guy gets an open look for three. And so you can tell he just thinks the game maybe runs in the family.
Yeah, when you're a basketball person, you can a lot of times spot the coach's kid.
Yeah.
And he's definitely a coach's kid. You can tell that just watching him play. You know, he'd come off a knee surgery that cost him all season last year to the very end, and you said that's the best you've seen him play. I agree. You can see him almost like getting healthier as we go as the season. So that could be big minutes there, a stretch run there for Hanover.
Yep, and again, it's just one more player that they can feel entirely comfortable. If he had to start or he comes off the bench, you don't have a drop-off in level of play there. They really are just the real deal, and Hanover Horton poised to make a good run. And, you know, we'll knock on a little wood that everybody stays healthy and that they can complete the regular season and maybe make a deep run toward the Breslin Center.
Yeah, speaking of coaches, kids for Grass Lake, assistant coach Bargesser, his boys, Brennan and Xavier, had 28 of Grass Lake's 44 points leading the way for the Warriors and getting the rest of Carson Canning with 8, Clayton Canning. So the Canning brothers had 15 points, Carson 8, Clayton 7, then Lewis Good with 2, and Trey Ruggles, great player for Grass Lake with 1.
And that's something that, and I don't know if that's intentional, but that's something that you'd expect out of a Hanover Horton game plan to try and take away somebody important on the team. And perhaps it was Ruggles, or perhaps it just wasn't his night tonight. The Bargessers were impressive. Brennan especially, he shot great from three-point land. And when he went to the basket, he was solid too. Really just a fun game tonight, despite the somewhat lopsided score. We never got that drama that we felt like was kind of building to a close game, to a close end. But, yes, it's fun to watch for a couple basketball guys to see good players play well. And Hanover Horton just maybe had more good players tonight and didn't. And they usually do, I guess, is the result there. So our player of the game tonight, Jack Brocky, any final thoughts, Brian?
I just enjoyed watching the other thing. 4 sets of brothers playing tonight.
Yeah.
We had the Sanders, we had the Laquettas, the Bargessers, and the Cannings. So there's a family, it's like family affair out there tonight. And it looks like the Hanover family got the best of the Grass Lake family tonight.